AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Investigators in the Houston area say they still don't know why Harris County Sheriff Deputy Darren Goforth was shot in the back as he was pumping gas into his patrol car on Friday evening. District Attorney Devin Anderson calls Goforth's killing an attack on society.
It is time to come forward and support law enforcement and condemn this atrocious act.
30-year-old Shannon Miles, who investigators say had never had an encounter with Goforth, is charged with capital murder in the deputy's killing. He's likely to be arraigned tomorrow. A fifth man has been detained by Hungarian police, suspected of being involved in the deaths of 71 migrants found in a truck in neighboring Austria. Meanwhile, police in Austria stopped a van packed with 26 people, including children. Police spokesman David Further.
You see the conditions inside of this minivan. So normally you don't even would keep animals like this.
Many of those in the van had to be rushed to a hospital. Hundreds of thousands of migrants have been making their way from Syria, Iraq, and other nations racked by violence through Turkey and Hungary, looking for asylum in Central and Western Europe. Category 4 Hurricane Ignacio predicted to pass to the north of the Hawaiian Islands, but the big storm could bring heavy rain, tropical storm force winds, 20-foot swells. Tom Evans is the acting director of the Central Pacific Hurricane Center.
As it moves northeast of the Hawaiian Islands, looks like Wednesday, it'll start moving away from Kauai and out into the open ocean and not affecting the islands beyond that.
Some low-lying areas along the Big Island's coast could flood. 2 to 4 inches of rain expected, with as much as 6 inches in higher elevations. This is AP Radio News. Many of the thousands at Atlanta Turner's Field saw 60-year-old Gregory Murray fall to his death in the stands behind home plate during the Braves-Yankees game last night. Gary McKillips tells us more.
A fan who fell from the upper deck into the lower level stands at Turner Field Saturday was pronounced dead, according to Atlanta police. The man was given emergency medical treatment after the fall and was taken to a local hospital. Stadium medical personnel treated him for about 10 minutes. The incident occurred in Section 201, where many of the players' wives and families were seated. Witnesses said that before he fell to the seats below, the man tried to hang on to the wire that runs from the protective net behind the plate to under the press box. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
Strong winds blamed for 2 deaths, nearly a half million power outages in the Seattle area. In separate incidents, a 36-year-old man was killed when a tree limb fell onto his car. A 10-year-old girl playing outside at a friend's birthday party was killed by a falling limb. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.